This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone riding shotgun. You know, I really should get hysterical about this because Matt Dubiel had to go. He's got an emergency at the station. 1530, we've been on it for 8 years. He broke big news at the riots where the Democrats came to attack the Trump rally, shot the footage outside of the cops being attacked, reported it all, told us that he was told by locals that they'd been paid to come and pose as Bernie Sanders supporters. That later came out in the WikiLeaks. He's a great source and got arrested videotaping the UN vehicles coming in August. That's why I remember the exact time. Everything pulled down into it at 1:30 at night, driving home from an event, and got arrested. He just had to go, and I've never seen him freaked out in the year. Family man, got to be a bunch of kids like I do. I know his wife. And you were pointing out, talk radio is the thorn in the globalist side, because when they have a takeover, they've got to have one message. They can't have a bunch of other messages.
No, and they tried desperately to develop progressive talk radio, and it just never took off. You can't name a truly influential progressive talk radio host where it's been a lifeblood for the liberty movement. That's why they have to shut it down.
And you see the open censorship against us. Openly calling to shut us down, openly calling to shut off the president's Twitter, and they did that test, and then CNN says, oh, he's a hero for doing it. Roger, I think clearly they're planning to make their move in December, but now Mueller's moved it back a year or is talking about it. Is that a foil to make Trump feel confident? Or
what I think is happening here is that Mueller is so under siege, the credibility of his investigation is listing, you know, at the seams. And therefore, they're counting on the Democrats winning the House in 18. Mueller produces his report.
They relaunch it then.
Right. He doesn't produce an indictment. He produces a report finding that the president obstructed justice or perjured himself. And then it's used as the rationale for an impeachment.
And I think we forget what happened the year before when his whole thing was blown wide open with all the people openly working together to lie about Russia.
So, and now remember, that would he only would be indicted by a majority vote of the House. The president would have to be convicted in the Senate. But the Senate is razor thin. And we can't tell what the future of the Senate is.
And that's why they're on a rampage to steal these states now. They're saying in the New York Times they're going to impeach Trump. They're going to take the House. That's why all conservatives and libertarians can't just go to sleep and think, oh, look, the economy's coming back. Oh, look, the border's getting more controlled. Oh, look, political correctness is in trouble. They don't care. This is a vicious, hateful group, you know, filled with George Soros, Antifa, Saul Alinsky, scum.
Well, look, their entire takedown of Trump has various aspects. There's the political establishment aspect, Mueller, Comey, McConnell, the leadership of the House and the Senate. They've got their street thugs paid for by Soros. That's Antifa. These are different elements of a national strategy.
They're just cutouts. They're like SA street thugs versus SS.
Exactly.
Again, Roger Stone's our guest. We're going to break here in a moment, and we are going to come back. You're going to ride shotgun with us. We have Mr. Hagman joining us, and he was the first guy to break months and months before they even announced their Day of Rage, November 5th, and then all these new ones that they had PIs and people inside the Antifa meetings that they were planning all of this violence. But, again, this is the AstroTurf to make it look like, oh, look, there's a national crisis. And now they're in the New York Times saying a national crisis is coming. It's Trump's fault, and he's got to be removed. So that just gives them the political cover. I tell you, this fight is so close. Again, Doug Hagman's going to be joining us. Joel Skousen coming up. Andrew Torba of Gab openly being banned everywhere. Google's calling for Gab to be removed from the Internet. Facebook wants it removed. They do not want any competition. This is a savage, criminal takeover. Be aware of it, America, because the battle for the Republic has really just begun. We will win, but only if you understand it's a long fight. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Roger Stone's riding shotgun with me. Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report is going to be joining us with his great intelligence network and a law enforcement background. Roger, you asked me a great question during that short break. Go ahead and ask it again.
Yeah. What is the rationale for moving UN troops to the streets of Chicago? Is it because of the gun violence and the collapse of society? The president's right. Somebody is killed every 3 hours in Chicago today.
Well, that's how it works. They refuse the National Guard there. They create a place where they've taken the guns. The corrupt groups are shipping the drugs in. It's kind of a safe zone for criminals to operate. So you let it get as bad as possible, and then you call in the UN to do gun sweeps, and then that sets the precedent for the UN to go into Western countries and do what it's done all over the world and has always been a goal. And so you have Loretta Lynch last year with her Strong Cities Initiative demonizing police, saying we need the UN to codify local government and come in and oversee the police, basically with federal control backing the UN. So it sounds insane, sounded insane to me, but they actually called for it. And so what's happened is their whole plans, even though Trump's in place, they don't care. They're going ahead with a plan they already had set up years ago. This is just like in the EU, where they march in EU troops now unannounced. They go, what's this? Well, we're EU troops. We heard you want to leave. So it's the same thing. Our government has sold us out to multinationals. Trump's gone in, but he's only a beachhead. And then you read in Bloomberg, yeah, the bureaucrats are all ignoring him. They're all spying on him. They're all lying. You know, we're the resistance. We're going to remove him. We're going to kill him. I go, hey, they said they're going to kill him. And then they put out fake headlines, Media Matters. Jones says the FBI is going to kill him. I didn't say that. I said the globalists that say they're getting ready to kill him, Phil Mudd on CNN, the congressmen that have told you they're getting ready to take out Trump, that they've been told that, they're building this confidence game with their own people in government to hang on. We'll suppress the economy, and we'll get those bitter clanger guns, and we'll have control. Just hang on.
That's why you had Congressman Jackie Speier yesterday saying, the rumor is everywhere that Trump is going to fire Mueller. We're hearing it all over Capitol Hill. That's because they started the rumor. The rumor is meant to destabilize Trump. He came out immediately and said, no, I have no plans to do that.
But that's right. They say the cue to riot is when Trump fires him. Trump doesn't do it because the wheels have come off and it's proven fraud. Don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying yourself, as you said. And so then they come in to have a simulation, as if he did, to then cover up the fact that they've been caught red-handed manufacturing.
I think that's exactly right.
Again, Roger Stone's riding shotgun with me. We have Mr. Hagman joining us. I'm not going to go into his whole bio or all the different law enforcement groups that he trains with his group, but it's great to have him with us. Doug, give us the intel report from all your sources that are always way ahead of, it seems, everybody else.
Hi, Alex. Mr. Stone, good to be with you. Right now, here's what we're seeing. I've got investigators that have infiltrated the on-the-ground groups from San Francisco to New York City. We're seeing a lot of activity there. But more importantly, what we're seeing are the members of the permanent state, the shadow government, if you will, the permanent bureaucracy meeting on a weekly basis outside of Washington, D.C., making plans on how to overthrow obstruct the forward movement of Donald Trump's agenda. And in as part of that, we're also getting information about who's in the crosshairs. And I've heard your name come up. I've heard Mr. Stone's name come up. I've heard other big Breitbart members of Breitbart and other people come up as to what they plan on doing in terms of shutting off their communications and lifelines.
And
that's where we're at.
And now they're in the news again saying they're getting ready to make the push. But when we report on it, they say we're insane and it doesn't exist. What is the tactic there?
Well, look, if it doesn't happen right away when we say it's going to happen, or if it 4 years ago, 2013, I reported on this, and I reported on the structure, the infrastructure that was being put and being built to carry this out. And we had thought it was going to be, what we're seeing today was going to happen long before today. It didn't. But we're seeing the fruits of that labor back then happen today. And it's just if you can't, in today's world, if you can't see it, if it doesn't happen right away, if you say it's going to happen and a month or a week goes by and nothing happens, well, then you're a liar, or it's all hype. It's all hyperbole.
Exactly. Well, it's a classic thing. It's a military tactic from World War One, where they would, through bullhorns, say, we're not attacking, we're not assaulting, as they were bayoneting people. They found with at least enough people, it creates hesitation. So people don't go into battle mode, so we don't get ready. They just say nothing's happening while they announce to their own people, we're going to take over, we're going to kill, we're going to burn, we're going to slaughter, we're going to get everybody, we're going to lock up all the conservatives, we're going to, but then, oh, we're not doing that, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we need to be, at least in my view, and based on all of the information I've gotten from my investigative staff and the volunteers who were out there in the meetings or watching the meetings, is this. We have to be prepared, I think, for anything to go, now I hate to use this phrase, but for things to go live, I suppose. But that's the only way I know how to describe it. For things to go from a hypothetical arrangement or something that we would think is, being planned for the future, that could happen at any time. And a lot of this is contingent based on everything I've been told about the Mueller probe, how well this fares out. They're getting a lot of pushback internally. The GSA, of course, just turned over 13 devices and documents when in fact they had no legal basis to do so. We're seeing a lot of lawlessness take place within the Mueller, the Mueller investigation.
The Clinton penetration of the FBI, the Clinton criminal operation inside the FBI, that's what it is.
Exactly. So the more that's exposed, and this is my my reasoned analysis, the more that is exposed and the bigger, the longer and faster and harder we push against this, the more the bigger the pushback against us will be, against the mainstream media, against the alternative new media, honest media will be.
And exactly. I think that's why we see the censorship converging, the propaganda converging, and now that the Mueller thing is in trouble, they meant to launch it this December, as Congress and others told you, as they now admit, that's falling apart, but they still are so arrogant, even though every one of their other operations is blown up in their face, from stealing the election to you name it, they are still intending to go ahead with this, it looks like.
Well,
yeah, of course.
And it's why they are so apoplectic about the new net neutrality rules, because it's rolling back one of their major initiatives to control that channel of communications. Trump is reversing one of their greatest weapons. That's why you have this giant disinformation campaign. It's going to cost more. You're going to be censored. This is all nonsense. It's all disinformation.
Net neutrality, what a poor name for that particular order, law, whatever it was.
They named it what they were getting rid of. We pretty much had it before Obama was getting rid of it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. it wasn't broke before, don't fix it now. And so when you hear the net neutrality be taken, the net neutrality being removed, of course people have the worst thoughts. They don't bother to read beyond the 144 or 280.
That's right. The net neutrality was the rollout legalese to back the internet control switch.
And they say crazy things like, you know, every Google search you do is going to cost $5. My grown grandson told me that. It's complete nonsense. It's disinformation.
Yeah, and they call us. I mean, who's gullible enough to believe that? Apparently, a lot of people are. But you're right. You know, it's so. I think now is the kind of the crunch time. At least this is what I'm getting right now. It's crunch time right now. So between now and I'm going to say the first week of January, second week of January, I would anything could happen. The way they're going at this.
That's right, Doug Hagmann, totally on target. It's like they're getting a World War One or World War Two. Armies are lined up. They're sharpening their bayonets. They're loading their field artillery. I mean, this is serious.
I've never seen it worse. And I've got a couple of contacts inside the Beltway, and they say, "Look, we just don't know what's going to happen, but we know something is."
Stay there, Doug Hagmann. People can follow all of his great work at HagmannReport.com. We'll be back, and Roger Stone's riding shotgun with us, folks. We're not hyping this. This is the reality. But if we stand against it, recognize it, raise the alarm, they may back off. Or we'll at least be ready for them when they come. If we go to sleep, it's going to happen for sure.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and the money runs out before the month? My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or license. If you call 800-970-6159 and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought thousands of houses and trained hundreds of thousands to do the same. Call 800-970-6159 and get your free starter kit until 500 are gone. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for pennies. That's 800-970-6159. Again, 800-970-6159. 800-970-6159.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live broadcasting worldwide with Roger Stone, riding shotgun, former head of the Trump campaign, longtime confidant, Doug Hagman, law enforcement trainer, one of the top private investigator firms on the East Coast with amazing connections inside the Patriot element of the FBI and more. And Doug, you were about to get to your sources inside the federal government and what they tell you is happening and how serious this is. It's now come out in the news that Eric Prince and others have private security around the president. We knew that a long time ago. And they are expecting a rogue CIA coup at any moment. But Roger, you said you know how it's going to go down. Tell us that, and then we'll go back to Doug Hagman.
Here's what I believe. General Flynn has pled guilty because he's going to point to someone. The supposition is that he would incriminate the president and say that the president directed him to call a meeting through the Russian ambassador. I believe it is more likely that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is the one who directed General Flynn to make that call. The underlying call is perfectly legal. It's within the purview of their job. But remember, Kushner has been under hours of interrogation by the FBI, by the House Committee, by the Senate Committee.
And one contradiction, one half-forgotten thing, is a process crime of lying to the FBI.
So, and I think that people know that Donald Trump is not going to let Ivanka's husband go to prison on some trumped-up process crime. So he is likely to pardon him. I think he held the door open to pardon Flynn. And they are hoping that the pardon of Flynn and Kushner, conceivably, would spark their revolution.
All right, let's give Doug Hagman, who's been joining us, the floor. He's always polite and pauses to really flesh out his intel from his federal sources and other key areas.
If I can ask both you and Roger a question, because one of the areas that I've got kind of a black hole about is what happened when Donald Trump Jr., or was it Jared Kushner?
Donald Trump Jr.
All right. What happened during that Senate Intelligence Committee meeting that was behind closed doors? I don't have any information that I can authenticate about that, but it does, except to say it goes back to, it would be to Jared Kushner and then to the president, basically using them as a means to get to the president, of course, forcing Donald Trump's hand to pardon either one or both.
Sure, they're just trying to get to somebody that Trump cares about.
Well, and it would just bring the whole investigation one step closer to the president, because Mueller doesn't indict Kushner and then close down his investigation. He conceivably indicts Kushner for perjury, let's say, or for lying to the FBI, and then his investigation goes forward, getting closer and closer to the president. I think that's the game plan.
Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, these are investigators looking at people trying to find a crime and then show the cover-up. But there's no crime. I mean, it's crazy from what I've been able to determine. All of these, yeah, I mean, this is an abusive process.
I think you're absolutely right. But right now, just as Washington, you know, is always swept with rumors, the rumor is that there's a shock and awe moment for the president, planned by Mueller, most likely right after the first of the year or just before Christmas. Many people believe that that would be the indictment of Jared Kushner for some process-related crime regarding the Flynn phone call to the
Russians. Sure, and then that derails the recovery, everything, and then they're not going to just let Trump be pushed out. They're going to go after everybody, shut down the free press. They've called for massive arrests. I mean, they're going to go authoritarian is their decision now. This is a true criminal group. Other key pieces of intel your sources have given you, Doug Hagmann?
Well, this kind of circles back around to what you were talking about earlier. In conjunction with everything, there is a plan to bring back, of course, under that pretext of the Strong Cities Network, the Obama administration, UN, to announce the UN peacekeeping force in Chicago, and of course the top cop UN has no jurisdiction there. We're seeing this, or we're hearing this play out a little bit in the preparations made for the expectation of violence on the streets because of the embedded nature of the pro-Trump people. And they feel that they've got to put down this fake uprising or this non-existent uprising by the Trump people, when in fact that's the pretext that they're using.
Yeah, and this is what the EU does when a country tries to get out. They send in bureaucrats and forces and then even military. And now we're being treated like that with Democrat-run cities that are just like sanctuary cities for illegals. They're saying, we'll go one further. We'll bring in UN troops.
Interesting is that the government's, their abuse of their surveillance authority is beyond anything we have ever seen. They were using the Trump belt FISA warrants to spy on 30,000 Americans in a simple act of political espionage. That's their rationale. And this includes the spying on Trump Tower, the spying on Paul Manafort, on most likely.
It shows they're going completely for broke. They're lawless. Again, Doug, getting back to what you said briefly before the break, you got cut off. You were saying that your sources inside federal law enforcement basically have never seen anything like it. They were saying this is maximum danger. I mean, you were saying they agree that there's an attempt to really take over here.
Yes, I think this kind of goes exactly to what Roger Stone had said, that there's this Christmas present awaiting Donald Trump, or this present awaiting Donald Trump. And I think when they spring that, I mean, that's what everyone is kind of holding their breath about. There's a lot of water cooler talk by the Patriots in Washington and inside the Beltway about something taking place that's going to rock the foundations of this nation. And it's really an us versus them mentality. Now, that's not necessarily among the general rank and file of the FBI or even within the Department of Justice, among, you know, scattered about the resident offices of the FBI or the U.S. attorneys. This is inside the bureaucratic areas of Washington, D.C. So this is what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing that they are preparing for some sort of event to take place. When I say event, it could be a series of events. It could be tied to the Mueller investigation. I'm not sure, because no one really has got a good handle.
Well, don't they understand they're not going to hit everybody flat-footed if they try some hot coup, and that it's going to be spectacular?
I don't think they care. They don't care. Seriously, at this point, they feel that they're so far back behind the eight ball with the Donald Trump presidency. Again, this is what I'm hearing. These are not my words. They just feel that they've lost enough time and they're getting enough hassle where they've got to do something now. They feel that they need to do something right now, if that makes sense.
Absolute cornered rats. It makes total sense.
Something you just said, it makes perfect sense. Look at it in context. The Christmas present they have for Trump, he's expecting a letter exonerating him, and what he'll get instead, potentially, is the bogus indictment of a member of his own family.
Yeah, on inchoate crimes.
And it's going to be that betrayal. Yep. They think he's going to blow up and get mad, fire Mueller, when the answer is let that crook and all of them sink when they actually try to sell all these lies, right as America turns against them. Doug Hagman, thank you so much. Roger Stone, thank you so much. We've got Joel Skousen coming up. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking back this republic, attempting to get a real beachhead and to at least return our sovereignty back to our country. Powerful, entitled, embedded, evil forces are attacking on every front just against the idea of humanity awakening and the idea that basic things like Christmas are good or Jesus Christ is good or the family's good. These seem like basic fundamental things Trump is doing, but it makes them so angry because they are simple, but they're true, and they're beautiful, and they're timeless. And that's why they want to take them down, because they've got to replace it all with ugliness, because that's what their system offers. We're going to go to Joel Skousen, patriot, Marine Corps fighter bomber pilot, best-selling author, researcher, secure home expert. You name it. And, of course, Cleon Skousen and his uncle and his whole family, a bunch of great patriots. WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor-in-chief of that. We're going to get his take on this, on North Korea, on a bunch of issues here in a moment. Of course, the UN creeping towards. We're not going to say the UN's taking over tomorrow. The media is going to say that's what we said. They're just telling us, oh, we're going to advise your police and we're going to come in and we're going to run your life. Well, now here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Commissioner in Chicago in talks with UN to put troops on the streets of Chicago. That was meant to happen under Hillary. We've got all the admissions by Loretta Lynch and others. We're going to go to Joel Skousen here in just a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, first off, I want to thank you all for doing your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You've been doing it. It's allowing us to continue on at the level we are and hopefully expand in the face of tyranny next year. Without you, we're not here. And we've got super high-quality supplements, great Patriot apparel, the best water filtration systems, the highest quality storable foods, all of it, 50 to 67% off. Folks are like, usually you're 30% off. We found that we're able to sell so much more and make almost no profit, but when we sell so much, you win and we win, and the price goes down, but we make more money to expand the operations. That's why. You've been doing it when we do these sales, so we're just keep lowering the price. We can't lower it anymore. Because a lot of these items, you get auto ship, we lose money because it really is 50% off. We don't mark up supplements five times like the average person does. We mark up 100 to 150%. So when you cut something 50%, you're not making much money, like on Brain Force or a new Alpha Power or the fluoride-free toothpaste that is fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It's amazing. Brain Force, the natural nootropic that is our bestseller with 6,000-plus reviews from Power Reviews with a 4.8 for a reason. We went out and said, what's the very best sellers out there in the country that are $80? Let's sell them for $40. Well, right now it's $19.95. So we can put the map, because Tim Frijakum already explained it to me yesterday. He said, Alex, the last day to get anywhere in the U.S. is Tuesday, guaranteed before Christmas, USPS. But the warehouse is actually on time, so I told you to say Monday was the last day. You can actually say Tuesday because our warehouse is on time. So we have people getting it out by the next day. They're really kicking butt over there, so thank you, shipping crew. So, again, we even ship right out of here in Central Texas. There's the map. One day, you get it in a lot of the country, 2 days, most of the country, and then 3 days kind of out in the mountainous areas and more rural areas and desert areas. So you can still order in Alaska, Hawaii, you name it, buy today and get it before Christmas. You can still order Thursday or Friday and get it in a good third of the country. But, again, thank you for doing your Christmas shopping with us, beating the crowds. You can get Joel Skousen's fantastic documentary that we made. We intend to make another one. We've just been behind schedule on that. We've already shot it on strategic relocation. The book Strategic Relocation as well that goes with it is a coffee table book, amazing, and his best-selling book, The Secure Home. So, again, those are all available at InfoWarsStore.com with a 100% rating. I don't think we have anything with a 100% rating. It says 4.9 on the one, and then I guess 100% would give it to a friend. So it's got like 99% on one and 100. So, I mean, he is the world authority on that. I remember getting the book, and I was like, is that even that accurate? And I drove out somewhere like 1,000 miles away, and it was accurate. And I'm like, man, this is crazy how he did this. So Joel Skousen is a smart guy, and he joins us now via Skype to get into the UN. It was the John Birch Society. I first ever heard about the plan to munialize cities and slowly bring the UN in. And that's all this is. They tried to bring in troops, National Guard, to stabilize Chicago. Chicago said, we don't want it. And now prominent Democrats are calling for the UN to come in. I'm not saying they're taking over. I'm saying it's part of the long-term plan that Loretta Lynch talked about of having the UN be the authority here with federal backing over policy, just like UNESCO. But Trump is pulling us out of all that. Joel Skousen, what is your expert analysis on this? I think it's a pretty big development, at least psychologically.
I think, Alex, that this is a test case. They're testing the waters to see how the public is going to react to this. It's not going to go anywhere, in my opinion, because the Chicago police chief himself said the UN has no authority there. How are they going to do anything? They can't arrest anyone. They can't round up. You can't take control of the streets without authority. And that can only be issued by the federal government if they invite the United Nations in. And that would probably not even be constitutional or legal. But in terms of constitutional law, states or city governments, let alone city governments, cannot make any agreement with foreign nations. It's absolutely prohibited. That's the exclusive role of the federal government.
It's called treason.
Yeah, it's certainly not in accordance with the Constitution. Rahm Emanuel, of course, is a globalist, the mayor of Chicago. He's kind of keeping a lower profile on this, letting Commissioner Boykin push this through. But frankly, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But it is a test. They're testing the waters to see how much backlash they get. Now, certainly, the Trump administration isn't going to allow this to happen. If they stopped it, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats in Chicago went to the courts and said, you know, we want to have the UN here and let the courts overrule the Constitution. And that's very, very possible, given the fact that the courts have overruled Donald Trump on 100% of the right things that he's done. It's a 100% track record. The courts have stopped him.
That's right. Joel Skousen, how does it feel to be a prominent John Bircher, your uncle, one of the founders? I mean, at the core of exposing what has now come to pass. I mean, I got to say, the track record of you, your family, the John Bircher Society, and others, without you guys, we would literally have been defeated long ago. How did you discover the plan, and what? How does it feel to be so vindicated? I mean, that's why we're all under such attack, is we've been right. But, I mean, how is it to be so vindicated?
Well, it does feel good. It's been years in the making. You know, my uncle started this. He was under a great deal of attack for exposing the communist, how many communists were in the State Department. McCarthy was under attack. McCarthy has been vindicated, though you wouldn't know that by the way that the media parades McCarthy around as something that was evil, but it was been vindicated after the fall of the Soviet Union, how many agents were in this. But my uncle also went one step further in writing The Naked Capitalist, where he discovered that in the State Department, it wasn't communists that were keeping communists in power. It was non-communists at the higher level of government that were keeping or stopping Congress from investigating and firing any.
And now, just like Soros, it's rich men that use authoritarian governments to control people.
That's right. These were globalists in government. I'm convinced, for example, that Alger Hiss, the famous aide to President Roosevelt, who got a lot of our high technology, including nuclear secrets, over to Russia during the Lend-Lease period. He was accused by Whitaker Chambers of being a communist, but, you know, he went to prison for perjury, but the establishment protected that guy for decades, would never let this guy go down. He was urbane. He was sophisticated. This was not a communist, in my opinion. He was a globalist who went and joined the Communist Party in order to let them feel like he was one of them, so that as he ushered them into the Roosevelt and Truman administration, they wouldn't think ill of it. But I'm convinced.
No, exactly. Communists can't even wipe their own noses. Historically, they always have to be backed up by these robber barons.
Yeah. It's the globalists that are behind this. And they're using communists to break down the world order and to replace it with their more benign form of socialism. But it is socialism.
Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Exactly. They use communism to come in and dynamite, tear down the society. Then globalism comes in like in China, and it's just modern slavery.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, again, I don't want to make it about tooting Joel Skousen's horn or Cleon Skousen and then Barry Goldwater. But, I mean, you listen to what those people wrote, because his uncle and others right there at the beginning. It's exactly what then happened, but we held it back so long, they didn't get it when they wanted it. So I want to get his prognosis on where he sees it going forward. But understanding people that have been right and celebrating that fact is key, because that's why they attack us so much, because we have the guests, the info of the people that are right over and over again. And that's why they hate us so much. It's why they misrepresent what we say, what we do, why they take our satire and we do it and twist it. Well, I've kind of cut back on that because they know we know their plan. And even their minions now, 20 years ago, their minions didn't know about the plan. Now the minions know about it and have decided to join with it. The average Democrat even knows this stuff now to a great extent. It's crazy. You think information will wake them up and make them stop? No, they like it. So Joel Skousen, in the 8 minutes we've got, 9 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you want to cover getting into this, North Korea, Trump, the clear moves to try to remove Trump, Mueller, what do you see in your very accurate crystal ball?
Well, I've been publishing the World Affairs Brief since just before the year 2000, so I've had a long time to build a track record of what I've been predicting. And I have, frankly, been ridiculed because I have, for over 10 or 15 years now, predicted that there would be a third world war, nuclear war, with Russia and China. Now, there's very few people that are laughing nowadays because, obviously, it's very much in the news that Russia and China are a threat. I've always said, for example, that North Korea is going to be the trigger event for World War III. And that looks like it's coming true. However, with the advent of Donald Trump, and remember that the globalists who control both major political parties has always tried to control the presidency. I mean, they did everything literally to stop Ron Paul from becoming president, including changing the national intelligence estimate about Iran. They had to have some excuse to step down from their attack on Iran when he was running for president because it would have accrued to his favor. And as soon as Ron Paul was out of the running after the Republican Party twisted all the primaries to make sure he couldn't win, they were back on with the Iran has a nuclear weapons program. But incredible. I mean, people were scratching their heads. How does the CIA suddenly say that Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapons program when they've been tooting that horn for 10 years? They manipulate intelligence for political purposes. And then Mitt Romney came along, another person who is trying to make it with the establishment but wasn't a globalist. And no matter what he did to bend over backwards to please them, he hired Michael Chertoff to run his campaign and to pick his advisors. He hired CFR people all over the place. And yet they didn't want him in the White House because you can't have a non-insider. They're going to see too much in the White House with all the black operations going. And so now comes Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump could never have gotten elected on a pure constitutional conservative platform. But running on a populist platform, appealing to blue-collar workers, he was able to sap away a lot of support from Hillary Clinton, who wasn't very popular with Democrats in the first place, and actually win. And that's why they've been trying to get him out of the White House. It's incredible how certain people continue to put out the information or disinformation that Donald Trump is an elitist, he's just playing us along, but I don't believe it. I mean, Donald Trump can't hardly follow a script any time he speaks, let alone a complex, you know.
And we see real hatred from the globalists and real fear.
Well, that's right. And that's why they've created this false intelligence about the Russian interference in the election. Putin said it all. He said, why would they try to interfere with the election? The globalists control the U.S. election, and it's going to be one of their candidates. And why even try? We don't have any influence. Of course, in this case, the globalists didn't win. They wanted Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump came in, and that's why they've been trying to get rid of him, and they're going to continue to succeed. As I pointed out in this week's World Affairs Brief, they're either going to try one of four tactics. One is through impeachment, and that really isn't going anywhere, even obstruction of justice. That's one of the reasons, as you said, they're going to try to get him to induce him to fire Mueller so they can get him for obstruction of justice. They've tried to, in the Russian investigation, indict lesser people like Jared Kushner and, of course, Michael Flynn and the former campaign manager. But that's going nowhere. I mean, none of those things have anything to do with the Russian collusion. They're grasping at straws, and people see that. The other thing is the 25th Amendment. This is a very potent thing. If they can induce mood-altering drugs into his diet and get him to be unstable, they can use the 25th Amendment to say that he's not fit to serve as president. Now, he is on 12 Diet Cokes a day by his own admission, and that's very, very stupid with aspartame and other very nerve-damaging things that are in Diet Coke. If anybody's listening to this and drinks diet drinks, they're really crazy. This is just stupid to do that. You know, I've talked about the potential assassination. I don't think that's a last resort, because one of the problems with assassination, well, there's two basic ones. One, you create a great deal of conservative conspiracy believers because they always leave lots of trails.
So you make a martyr.
And then secondly, you make a martyr out of it. And they can't afford to make Donald Trump a martyr. The movement, as you know, Alex, is much stronger than Donald Trump. The movement is powerful. It is an anti-government movement. It is an anti-establishment movement. It's not quite 50% of the electorate, but that's still very powerful when you consider what a small percentage of the people actually vote.
And I agree, but they hype killing him everywhere. I think they look strong in front of their own conspirators and their own minions and hope some random person does, because they sure are hyping it a lot.
Yes. Now, let me go back to the overall geopolitical thing. They desperately need to get away from Trump because, I mean, he has slowed down their agenda, except in foreign policy. I mean, he's done the neocon will in Syria. He's bought into the chemical weapons by Assad, which is absolute stupidity.
Yeah, he's a nationalist and a capitalist, but he still buys into their line when it comes to national security.
And that's because his gut instincts are good, but he doesn't have the he doesn't have the experience or the background to counter these very high.
Now, when you say intelligence, you don't mean mental intelligence. He doesn't have the real intel.
That's right. He doesn't have the real intel. He doesn't have the background. I mean, as a military person, I can see through all the holes of these military briefers who come up and tell him what's going on in Syria. He doesn't have the wherewithal to counter those, and so he gets taken down by that.
Exactly. You were a Marine Corps officer in combat. I've got folks that worked in special operations, not just regular special forces. They all see right through it. They all know what's really going on in Syria, but they say, yeah, the president just isn't being given all the real intel. He doesn't know McMaster's keeping troops there and trying to form a new ISIS group.
Yeah, and he basically doesn't have anybody in the White House now to advise him. There's nobody on our side who is countering the establishment briefings that he gets every day. Although I will say that I'll tell you, the establishment briefers are not allowed to talk about Russian interference. And he just shuts them down. He just says, don't go there. I'm not buying that. So he is countering the things that he does have good information on. He just lacks the information to be able to counter the full range. Now, on North Korea, Donald Trump has decided to take military action against North Korea. And he is forcing McMaster and all of the other Pentagon and Mattis to come up with three or four major preemptive strikes.
And this is key, because I agree with your analysis. They don't want it. He sees it as a threat. So it's Trump's the one that wants it.
That's right. Now, here's the key thing. They've been telling Trump, you don't want to do this during the Winter Olympics. This has very international significance. So it's either going to be in January before a short-term thing that's supposed to, where they can convince him we can do this and get out before that, or it's going to be after the Olympics, but not during the Olympics or just before the Olympics. I personally, my gut feeling thing, it's going to postpone till after the Olympics. That's 9 through 25 February. Now, with that said, China and Russia know that Donald Trump is serious and that the U.S. is making military preparations for a preemptive strike on North Korea. They are trying to do a blockade of North Korea in order to induce Kim to strike one of the naval vessels. This would then justify the strike on North Korea.
They're looking for a Gulf of Tonkin, though, man.
That's right. They're looking for a real Gulf of Tonkin, not a fake one like the Gulf of Tonkin thing was. And I think that's very plausible that they could get that. Because North Korea is saying that a blockade is an act of war. However, I think it's a high probability that China is going to twist North Korea's arm because this trigger event is going off too soon before Russia and China are ready for the Third World War that they want with the U.S. And so I think they're going to twist his arm and have him agree, since Tillerson is desperate for a diplomatic settlement here, to agree to something that will postpone this military engagement. I think there's maybe a 30 to 40% chance that Kim may agree.
All right, stay right there. Do five more minutes with us. I know you've got great intel. And that's what the preparations are in the military is being told, is that strike's going to happen. But you can't just barely strike them. They're going to attack Seoul and other things. And I guess that's why we're hearing now that, you know, that they've got to, as you've heard from the top generals, they're going to have to nuke them and take out the whole DMZ, which I don't like North Korea, but I don't want this to happen. We'll talk about it in 1 minute.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.